welcome, great son of Africa, Barack Obama, brave warrior. From your humble black origins, you have established yourself as peerless in your...
Ghana's generation. Government is running a series of radio ads in anticipation of U.S. President Barack Obama's visit.
First black president of the United States of America, you have become a shining star. And despite the height of your achievement, you are still proud to be called a black man. Barack Obama is coming home. He is coming to Ghana, Gold Coast, the center of the world.
Information Minister Zita Okaikwe says the visit is a boon to Ghana.
Once Obama comes here, we should expect good things. Investors would want to come in to see what Ghana has to offer.
The government is also using this visit to promote Ghana's image as a stable democracy and an attractive tourist destination. Deputy Minister of Tourism Kobia Chempong.
It sends a clear signal to the rest of the world that you are a country worth visiting and that people should take advantage to go there and see why he went there. We think we've got what it takes to make this visit so prominent and place us where we actually need to be.
In Ada, 150 kilometers from the capital Accra, retiree Filomeno Dadze hopes the visit will change the everyday lives of many Ghanaians.
This is not the first time the U.S. president is coming to Ghana. And Obama's coming here too will have an impact. So this will bring jobs for the youth who are not employed.
Fisherman Philemon Atechongbe hopes Ghanaian democracy can learn from America's example.
Democracy started from America, and there are so many ways. His visit to Ghana, he will share the experience that they have.
Back in Accra, preparations are underway for the visit. Some people have renamed their shops, and thousands of posters line the major streets. The government put up some of them, but a group called Friends for Obama Ghana is responsible for the largest billboards. Head organizer Nancy Sam says they're working so hard because Mr. Obama is the first black U.S. president.
Since he's from Africa and he's half an African, this is the time we should show that we are brothers and we should give the support to him. In fact, that is the main reason that we felt that this is one of us.
Sam says the group started supporting Mr. Obama even before he got the Democratic Party nomination.
Because Ghanaians could not physically give the money, $5 each, we realized that we had relatives, we have sisters, we have brothers in America who are American citizens. So we were able to convince them that they have to pay that money. They have to do everything that they can to make this dream of Obama come to pass.
Friends for Obama Ghana organized a series of rallies before the visit. Hundreds of people showed up, including Ajua from Poma, who traveled for 5 hours to attend the rally.
He's my mentor, he's my father in spirit, and he's my everything. I love him, and I love him so much, and I'll continue to love him.
When President Obama arrives Friday, thousands of cheering Ghanaians like her will be at the airport to meet him. Anna Boyko-Wyrock for VOA News, Accra.